We've recently been informed in the news that we can't escape the constant unfolding of this reality that we find ourselves in, this pandemic throughout the world. We were recently informed in the state of Kentucky by our governor yesterday at his news conference that they're one of the new cases of coronavirus in the state of Kentucky is of an individual, a 20-something, that went to what is described as a coronavirus party. I've since read, I don't know if all of the details are true, but I've since read that those in attendance knew that someone there had the virus. It's basically like Russian roulette. They went knowing that there was a good chance that some of them would leave there, probably more than one, but some of them would leave there affected with the virus. We live in interesting times. We indeed live in very, very interesting times. It is sometimes said on the internet as we work our way through this difficulty, it has been said a couple times, at least that I've seen, that 2020 needs a reset button. Have we tried to unplug it and plug it back in? And I wonder, and don't hear this with a gladness that we are suffering. Don't hear this with a happiness that we are having to do what we have to do. There's no gladness there. But I do wonder if COVID-19 isn't the reset button, at least in a sense. Not in a tragic sort of way, but at least in a way, or terribly tragic sort of way. It's very tragic, nonetheless. But I wonder if it isn't that which might help us recognize that things have gone terribly wrong. That when an individual, knowing everything that they knew about that party, where they were going, and what we have been asked to do as a state and as a nation, that they still went and did that. That they went to this party. That's a basic lack of prudence. That's a basic lack of a virtue. Not that this is a bad person per se, not that all of those in attendance are bad people, but there was a lack of prudence for having such an event. No real question about it. They weren't looking out for their fellow man. The Annunciation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in direct answer to the reality that sin entered the world. The fall of Adam and Eve, the fall of mankind, the entrance of sin and death into the world had as its part of the salvific plan of God, the Annunciation. This 14-year-old girl encountering the angel Gabriel was instantly part of God's plan to rectify the sin that had taken place in the fall. If we move just a chapter forward in the book of Genesis, we find one of the, if not the first murder, Cain and Abel. Cain kills his brother Abel, and God appears and asks Cain the simple question, "Where is your brother Abel?" And Cain responds with, "Am I my brother's keeper?" To which God doesn't give an answer. God allows that question to go unanswered because I believe, in a way, the rest of Scripture is an answer to that question. It's not easy, yes, it's definitely not no, but the rest of Scripture is, in a sense, an answer to that question. Am I my brother's keeper? We are called upon to do the will of God. Our psalm sings out with joy, "I have come to do your will." And the will of God is to sacrifice his life for us on the cross. His will is to come in the flesh and be amongst us, to walk amongst us, to go the extra bit, to be with us in our suffering. The answer to Cain's question is complicated, and each of us in our own lives will need to figure out how we are going to answer that question. But I do know for one thing, Mary's yes is the exact opposite of that party. Mary's yes to God and God's desire to come into the flesh is a complete and utter opposite. It is virtue itself, whereas those who decided to gather together in such a way is not an act of virtue. We need a reset button. I don't think that it is a reset button that needs to be violent or costly, but we need a reset button in our hearts to begin to look for the areas in which we as a society have to take and acknowledge that each and every one of us, myself included, had something to do with the fact that we live in a world where that kind of decision could be made. Each one of us has to look at our own lives and ask ourselves, how are we thinking, how are we raising our children to make that kind of decision, to go to such a party, to put others at that sort of risk? We need such a reset button that is of virtue, of prudence, of courage, of faith, hope, and love. We need a virtue, a reset button of virtue. And ultimately, that is the incarnation itself. We celebrate that today. God's entry into the world, in the flesh, as a reset button for sin and death and all that has befallen our sisters and brothers. Let us pray that God's salvific work in that continue in our hearts and in our lives.